Good morning.
Good morning.
Open, please, to Matthew chapter 4. And don't let me go too long today. I got a lot of stuff to go through. Please get a pen, and if you're taking notes, take notes. I'm going to give you some resources because you're going to have to study some of this on your own. We don't have time to go through it all, especially some of the books that I want to recommend. People more and more on our online church have been asking for like a list, and I don't really have a list, but I do I try to put in the description below some of the places that I get these things from. And also I want to thank all the people that have been helping us. And you know who you are, and I just appreciate your giving and your emails. And then to the other ones, I just ask that you would start liking and sharing our YouTube so that we can get some of this information out. They'll bury us if they can, but if you like it and share it. And also for you that have never given, I would just say, because someone challenged me this yesterday, said, you never ask for money. I'll tell you why, because I'm proud. I don't like asking for money. But on the other hand, if we keep giving YouTubes out but nobody helps us, it kind of puts a burden on all of us. We want to keep making more YouTubes to share. And even if you can just give $5, and we've had people give us $4 and we cried. We just thought, that's so special, they're helping. If everybody just does something, that really helps us. And we have not because we ask not. So you know who you are that told me to say this today, and I did it. Okay, and the reason why I'm really careful about asking for money is because my dad backslid over preachers doing money, using money wrongly, but we aren't doing that. And so we don't want to go to the other ditch, in which I do have a tendency to do. Now, Matthew 4, in verse 9, we're going to start this out today. there's a lot that I have to share. We'll just see how far. I don't like these videos to go too long, but I get always more message than I can preach. So here we're going to start off in Matthew 4, kind of going back. If you have not subscribed to our channel, subscribe, then you'll get them right away. And some of you that have subscribed, like us, we were unsubscribed supernaturally. And you might have to subscribe again, which happens to people that are putting the truth out there. So check your subscription and see if you're still getting all of our updates, because this is going to continue from last week. And if you heard last week's message, this will build right on it. I don't have time to go through all we did last week. But in Matthew 4, verse 1, then was Jesus led up into the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. Everything that's in the Bible is for a reason. So the more and more I know the Bible and what's going on, there's always something in the Bible that relates to what's going on. It just shows you what a miraculous book that we really have. But here he's talking about his temptation in the wilderness of by the devil. In verse 3, when the tempter came to him, he said, if thou be the Son of God, command. Here we go to commanding. Commanding and decreeing and declaring, right? That these stones be made bread. What did he do? He rebuked that. He said, by every word that comes out of his mouth. And this is what the enemy wants to do. He wants us to separate ourselves from God all the time, that we have all this authority, we have all this power, apart from God. And here again, he's like, no, I'm not going to command anything. See that right in there? It's a little nugget. Study that out. But he said, by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Okay, then he goes in and he says, cast yourself down, for it's written, he shall give his angels charge over thee, lest they dash thy foot against a stone. Is that in there? Yes, it is. But he's telling him not to tempt the Lord thy God. And today we have a whole doctrine and all this stuff going on about angels, right? And thank God there are angels, but we aren't commanding and controlling them. God is. Aren't you glad you got angels? Psalms 91 is in the Bible. But he said, don't tempt the Lord thy God. But this is the verse I want to center on. Then the devil taketh them up into an exceedingly high mountain. He loves those mountains, doesn't he? And showeth him all the kingdoms of the world. Now, if this wasn't a temptation, it wouldn't be in there. And the reason why I think we need to see this is because Jesus was exposing what the devil tries to do to him. He rejected it, but he's also doing it to people in the world today. So he said, all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them. He said he's going to give them to Jesus if one thing. He said, if you fall down and worship him, right? And what does he say? He said, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shall thou serve. So you have to see that we're in this battle of good and evil, and in the end times the evil shall be declared as good, which we're seeing now in our schools and in our news and everything that's going on. But we have to keep it. There's the enemy and there's God's side. This has never stopped. And as long as you walk this earth, there's going to be a battle. But we know who wins. But here, the devil offered Jesus what? Fame and fortune if he would just worship and serve him. Today we call it, and if you listen to a lot of the musicians, they call it, well, I sold my soul to the devil. Have you heard that? More and more they're coming out with stuff that they sold their soul to the devil. They wanted what? Fame, and they got it. They wanted fortune, and they got it. So we see people that are going into the paths of power the wrong way. And if you think this is it, this world is it, then this is what you're going to strive to do, is to be famous and to all this. But when you know that this is just a trying ground and that our real home is in eternity forever, this whole world isn't going to have that affection and that lust in our hearts that so many people are falling for, because they think that after you die, you're dead like a dog. But so here, Satan is the god of this world system, and he needs a way to operate his agenda. He needs people. God wants people, and the devil wants people. He recruits. What is a recruit? When you get a recruiter, they secure the services of somebody. They recruit willing servants. And they're called, today they're called, it's coming out more and more, Luciferians. Now we have Christians and we have Luciferians. Think it not strange. It's all in here. Who oppose through what? Occultic organizations. And occult means hidden or secret. And they always have secret oaths. And the Bible says we're not supposed to do, I just did a whole research thing on secret oaths. We aren't supposed to do anything in secret. But these paths to power, everything is secret. And their oaths are quite amazing. They're going to rip this out of you and all this fear and torment if you tell what's going on. So don't be a part of those kind of things. This began long time ago when Lucifer rebelled in heaven. Let's look there really quick, the rebellion in heaven, because it's still going on today. Isaiah 14, verse 12, how art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? Verse 13, thou hast said in thy heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. These are all the I wills, the self-esteem gospel we're hearing. I will sit upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High God. And we see these Luciferians, they're actually getting to a point of where they're trying to play God, putting different body parts, all this different kinds of technology in your humans and all this stuff. They're trying to actually come to the place of where they think that people won't die. They're trying to play God with this technology. So anyway, Satan wants to complete what he started at Babel, which was to unite everybody in what? Rebellion against God. And it continues today. Now, last week I shared with you about Dr. Richard Day. I'm only going to go into a little bit of this. I ask you to look it up yourself while it's still on the internet. Just look up Dr. Richard Day, 1969. He talks about what's going to happen in the future. And I only share this because most of this has already happened. But how did he know it? Because he was an insider. When you're an insider, a lot of these secret societies, there's people on the bottom levels, just like a lot of other organizations. They're very innocent people. And they really don't know what's going on. But the higher you go, information is available to them to let them know what is coming on the earth. So he was sharing to a bunch of people Planned Parenthood, because these were the future leaders, and he wanted them to prepare for the changes that were coming. And I'm not going to go into this heavy, but I'm just going to review it really quickly. I was going to go into it more, but I have other things to share today. But Dr. Dunnigan recorded this, and you can go online on YouTube. He actually I think he's passed away now, but he goes into detail of what he heard. And he came out 20 years after this had happened in 1989 because he saw these things were really true. So he started to make tapes, and he went home. He had a photographic memory, started writing things down from that speech. And some of the things he did not know what they meant. Like, how could a TV sit and watch you? He couldn't understand that, how a TV could be watching you. All these different, how could an I, you know, you're going to have a national ID card. All this stuff made no sense. Think of 1969 and how old you were back then and how none of this stuff was happening. So he talks about implanted ID cards, television to monitor people, changing of the laws to promote moral and social chaos. And I'm going to share a couple articles that are happening right now that we're seeing. Our laws are being changed to promote certain agendas. And most people don't want them. So why are they being changed? Why are these things not just being suggested, but being forced upon us? Now, he was talking about ushering in a new world order. Now, the new world order, I'm just going to recommend a couple books to you because we don't have time to get to them. The Unseen Hand by Ralph Epperson. If you're a history person, this is the book for you because he tells you he spent 50 years of his life explaining how history's changed and how things have been changed. And he goes only from facts and documents. And also his book, The New World Order. And when I first started reading this years ago, I couldn't believe it because I thought, how can this happen? How can this, the destruction of the family? And this is one of the things I'm focusing on right now. Out of his speech, I'm only kind of centering in on what's happening to the churches and what's happening to our Bibles and what's happening to our laws of our land so that we can let our kids know and our grandchildren, you got to prepare, you got to know. So this book, The New World Order, and we talked about this on the backside of the dollar bill, you're going to see this pyramid with the all-seeing eye, and in Latin it means announcing the birth of the new world order. This is on the back of every dollar bill. So if they're announcing the new world order, don't you think we need to know what it is? We have not asked enough questions, and we've all been too naive, not asking questions, too trusting, too believing. But the older I get, the more now that I learned about the new world order and the book of Revelations, dots are connecting. Dots start to connect and you start seeing what's happening in our world and why it's happening. And number one, we can't be afraid. When I first started reading this, I was so freaked out. And I just want to warn you, don't go so deep that you get freaked out. But because I had to study this to teach it, I went really pretty deep for a while. And then I came back up for air. I was getting downloaded what to look at, what to find online. Then I realized this is a subtle thing. It's not going to happen overnight. It's not going to happen, but it's going to affect, even today, some of the things I'm going to share, it's already affecting you. So don't be afraid of it, because there is a new world order. That means the old world order has to be destroyed piece by piece, which basically is Christianity. Okay, the enemy hates, the Lucifer hates true Christians. You wonder why there's so much persecution, because that's truth. Okay, so get these books. You can go find them at a thrift store, but I know he is still alive, Dr. Ralph Epperson. He's got a lot of YouTubes there. Some of them are old school, but they're free, and you'll learn a lot, okay? So he's talking about ushering in a new world order and the one world religion, and I'm kind of focusing on the one world religion because we're seeing it taking place right now. This would actually be brought about by the churches themselves, especially, he said, the Roman Catholic Church. And we're going to see an article that was just written about the Catholic Church, okay? He talks about the use of terrorism to bring about a one-world government. People are controlled by fear and division. This whole new world order, remember, it's Luciferian, it's not Christian. So the way God operates and the way Lucifer operates are two different things. So we're not dealing with people here that are serving the Lord. Remember that. So that's why it's hard to wrap our heads around this. The first thing he said, and I think we're seeing this today too, he said, people will have to get used to change. Nothing will be permanent. And then he went into how the streets are going to be changed, how the routes are going to be changed, how the names of streets are. We're seeing the names of things being changed today, aren't we? And he said they want to get a sense of insecurity that people never can be secure in anything. Always changed. I went to where I used to live in Long Lake last week and Wayzata. Total change. According to Agenda 21, they're making the highways smaller. They're putting back bike paths in. If you know what the whole agenda is, you'll see this is piece by piece happening before our eyes. And then he said, everything has two purposes. One is the purpose to make acceptable to the people, because if we knew the truth, a lot of these things we wouldn't go along with. So they have an outward thing of why they want us to get rid of certain things, certain freedoms, and of course it's always for your safety. And the second one is the real purpose, and it's to establish the new system. 4 years before Roe versus Wade, he said, abortion will no longer be a crime and accepted as normal and paid for by the taxpayers. Contraceptives will be over the counter. Think back in the 60s, nobody ever just went up and bought stuff over the counter. It's free today, freely. You can just go get whatever you want. People will be given permission to be homosexuals. How did he know that? He said there's going to be a blending of all religions. The old religions will have to go, Christianity. Then a new religion can be accepted for all. Now listen to this, because we've been talking a lot about the new world religions that are happening, especially some of these supernatural schools of ministry where they say we need to take this from the New Agers, we need to take this from the occult people, we need to get back this, bring in yoga, bring in all this Hinduism. Why? They're doing this on purpose. It will mix from all the old religions and make it easier for people to accept. Changing the Bible through the revision of key words. He talked a lot about this, and this is why I started studying on Bible translations about 5 years ago, because I saw they were going to change words. Now, today, people are freaking out over the Mandela effect. This is them. They are changing words. They're changing Bibles. They're changing classic literature. He talks a lot about how they're going to change the literature and they're going to change words. And he said it's all to bring in the new system, but most people won't notice unless they go through things word by word. That put a dot together for me there. He said the Bible will be changed. It will be rewritten to fit the new religion. That's why be careful when the government tells you that we're going to have religious classes in school. It won't be the Bible that we know. It'll be a Bible fit for the new religion. I don't care what party you believe in. Their agenda bypasses political things. Gradually, key words will be replaced with new words having various shades of meaning. Gradually, not overnight, gradually, that word will be replaced with another word. Most people won't know the difference, and the ones who notice won't be enough to matter. And then he said the churches will help us. He said the music is going to change. He said, but basically we're going for the young. Give us the young people. Do we see that today? They're going after the young people. Now today an article I saw, pedophiles are now calling themselves minor attracted persons and want inclusion in the LGBTQ. They want to add the P to it now. Catholic Church, as long as their attraction to children is not acted upon, they're saying, they want sympathy for these pedophiles, or in some cases when they get permission from the child. The Catholic Church paid $213 million to 4,455 children sexually abused by pedophile priests in Australia. This is found on the socialconsciousness.com for this article. But he goes into, they want to add the P, of course, standing for pedophiles, because of their motto, all love is love. Do you see this happening in our world today? For this cause, the Bible says in Romans 1:26, God gave them up unto their vile affections. Very, very sad. The Bible says in the end times, evil men shall wax worse and worse. You know it can't be long that Jesus is going to come when they start going after these children. And the last thing I want to share on this article, the Catholic Church, with this new Jesuit Pope, it's the first Jesuit Pope, is in the process of bringing in the LGBTQ. Pope Francis instructs the Vatican to make unprecedented move to pull that whole alphabet into the Catholic Church. Just like he said, the churches will be used to bring their agenda about. Okay, let's move on. The New Age is a spiritual experience. Their new religion is going to be New Age or new spirituality. The churches will help them. They are helping them. And they start, first of all, preaching truth, and then they bring in a little error, truth, error, truth, error, truth, error. So the people that aren't awake are going to get caught up into some of this deception. But the New Age, I want to share just a little bit about what it is, because you have to see and recognize it when it's coming on television in plain view, or if it's coming in through your churches. The New Age is a spiritual experience that requires no repentance. How many people are saying there's the gospel now? They're going to a church and there's no repentance. This is part of their plan. No repentance, no salvation. You don't need a savior. Why should you need a savior? So they're trying to omit, what is this? It's destroying Christianity. And I've seen it just in the last few years really increase. They're saying there's no savior. We all worship the same God. Now the green movement is something that you're going to have to check into. I can't fit it in today, but it's hyper-environmentalism. This is all their end game. Worship Mother Gaia, the Mother Earth. It talks about that in the book of Jeremiah. Remember, God created the planet for man. God created this. Should we take care of it? Yes, but we aren't to worship it. Now, the Starbucks logo, that's Mother Gaia, green. Mother. That's the goddess that they worship. And a lot of these Luciferians, they still worship these gods. It's not new. It's in the Old Testament, but it's still happening. They worship the earth. Now, there was an article last week that shared, theology students are being taught to confess their climate sins while sitting in front of a bunch of potted plants. Now, Romans 1:25 says, he already knew this was going to happen. He said, they exchanged the truth of God for a lie and worshiped and served what? The creature, created things, rather than the creator. And here we see, these are the future leaders. These are the young people that are sitting and confessing their climate sins. They confess the harm they've done to the plants, speaking directly in repentance for taking their carbon dioxide away. A crisis has been created by human arrogance. We need to unlearn habits of sin and death. So they're coming after cars. They're coming after air conditioning. The people that confessed for using too many Q-tips, confessed for using too much paper, that they're harming the earth. I know it's hard to believe, but this is happening in our day. In fact, the NBC News recently put up an entire page where people are being encouraged to confess their climate sins. Where do you fall short in preventing climate change? Do you blast the air conditioning? Do you throw off part of your lunch? Do you grill a steak every week? Well, shame on you for grilling. Share your anonymous confessions with NBC News. Climate sins. Yeah. Hard to believe, but we're in this. This is the end time. Their end game is to save the planet. Earth days. Now, there's some good about some of this, but this is hyper. This is too far. This is going to believe that we need to repent to Mother Earth. She's angry now, and she's angry and throwing climate fits. So we have to repent to her. At its core is the original lie. Look inside yourself for enlightenment, wisdom, or power. Now, Alice Bailey, the occultist, she said the Christian church and its many branches. Now, what are the branches? Colleges? Think of other Christian networks that we thought were safe. They're being infiltrated. Can serve as a St. John the Baptist, as a voice crying in the wilderness, and as a nucleus through which world illumination may be accomplished. This is a new world order. This is not the United States. This is the whole world. And unbelievably, in Psalms 2 says the kings of the earth are working together against the Lord and his anointed. Now, the New Age plan to bring in world peace cannot fully happen, they say. And listen to this. This is the part why persecution is here and coming for Christians. Until they can't get this plan until biblical Christianity is number one, outlawed, and number two, destroyed. Old order is Christianity, biblical Christianity. We have to get rid of that. This is going to be a new world order. We are each on a journey to become aware of our own divinity, to full Christ consciousness, and save the planet. Another article I saw this week, it says a presidential candidate, Beto, B-E-T-O, said, there can be no reward, no benefit, no tax break for any institution, any organization in America that denies the full human rights and the full civic rights of every single one of us. He said churches who oppose same-sex marriage will lose their tax-exempt status. And that's what he's going after. If elected, that will be the first thing on his agenda. Surprised? Part of their agenda. Okay? That's why we have to wake up to this agenda, because it's here, whether we like it or not. Now, a lot of this is not new, but it's come in through the latter rain. In the churches, it's come in through the latter rain movements. The doctrines that they taught tie right into the New Age. They all come into the same thing, you are gods, but they're very subtle about it. Jesus will come back and be given the kingdom that has been won for him by this, they call it the man-child company, or they call it Joel's army, and they take that one scripture in Joel and just make a whole doctrine out of it, which they do on everything. The word of faith, which is in your mouth, that's for salvation. They take that and they build a doctrine that everything you say you have, well, how many know that's not true? Because it hasn't worked. But they take everything to an extreme. And he said these, I'm quoting from Prophets and the Prophetic Movement by Bill Hammond, which I had this book. These sons will be equal to Jesus Christ. Immortal, sinless, perfected sons who have partaken of the divine nature. See how it's twisted? They will have every right to be called gods and will be called gods. Bob Jones, I'm talking about the latter rain. Bob Jones, he's passed away. He deceased. He was a Kansas City prophet. He speaks about the prophetic and apostolic movement as the coming of Joel's army, the latter rain, and the manifested sons of God. This teaching is identical to what the New Age and occult teaching, they're teaching. New Agers are using the church to promote a new world order of preparing men for the experience of Christhood. They're even knighting you now in some of these places. The New Age in the church today, God is a God of forces. You heard of that? The force of faith, the force of righteousness. This is all part of the indoctrination. Jesus the Christ is one of many ascended masters. So the Jesus we know in the Bible, and they'll use the word Jesus, is not the same Jesus. They see him as an ascended master, someone that will show us a way, but not the way. This is how the deception is being infiltrated in the New World religion, whose function is to awaken humanity and illuminate the paths of peace and love. Boy, they love those peace, the peace plan. They love all this stuff. It sounds so wonderful. Remember what he said? Everything will have two meanings. One will be to deceive the public, but the second meaning is to really promote their agenda. They are promoting their agendas in TV shows right now. It is very hard to watch anything without all of this stuff creeping in these shows. The New Age glorifies self. Christianity glorifies God. Now to the new religion, what's coming? God can be referred to as either male, she, he, mother or father, God or goddess. Now with these doctrines and all these things that are coming in with this transgender, if you read an article, many hundreds of transgenders are wanting to go back to what they were. They see that they've been deceived. They're still fighting the same mind battle. It's abuse, and they're begging people, don't do it. Well, we're being forced a militant agenda. This agenda has been planned for many, many years, and people are getting caught in this. Now, we want everyone to be saved. I worked with a lot of different kind of people back when I had my bigger church, and I loved getting people saved, but they're going to say, this is how people are born. You cannot try to change them. They're going to put people in prison for trying to mess people's minds up. In other words, so what happens to these poor people? They can't get saved because they're going to tell them that we're the problem. You see that? But the New Age teachers, they teach the Mother Earth, or Gaia. They worship the sun and the moon, the stars, and all of nature can be worshipped as God. So I've started looking at the occult symbol books, and I started that Dr. Kathy Burns occultist book, and she starts showing you, and I started looking at some of these people that say they're Christians, and I looked at their logo, and there were sun worshipers. They kind of tell who they are by symbols. And that's when I threw out a lot more books, and I thought, they're pushing an agenda. They push a party sometimes, but they're still pushing their... They own both sides. We hear a lot about love, unity, diversity, and tolerance. What is this really? It's what it sounds good, doesn't it? It's unity. It's love. It's accepting everybody. And as Christians, you know, we do. We accept everyone. But what this is trying to push the Christianity down. And what it really is, it masks wickedness, secret agendas, sinful compromise, and it promotes a false religion. So we have to start asking more questions. And we have to not be so trusting. We need to start researching everything out for ourselves. Some of these books, and he said earlier in this thing I was reading in 1969, books will disappear. Now, when they go digital, when books go digital, it's very easy to change things. The wording can be changed. And then pretty soon they're going to say, we're just going to get rid of all books because they're not needed. There's certain books and certain preachers, they don't want to expose things. Why? It wakes people up. So we hear a lot about love, unity, diversity, and tolerance. This masks their real plan of wickedness, sinful compromise, and a false religion. It is their green agenda. And I just want to close with this. Back to the 1961 speech of JFK. He was trying to warn us. And I know he was involved in a lot of bad things himself. You have to study the whole bloodlines of the presidents and all that stuff. But he wanted, there was some point of where he wanted out of this. And he thought as president, he could make some changes. But he was killed. His speech that he gave April 27th, 1961, it's so good if you can get your own copy of this online and go and read it yourself, because when I study certain things, some things will pop out, and then this is loaded. This speech is loaded. We are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy, okay? What is this conspiracy? Now we've mocked and they've made fun of conspiracy theorists. All it is people getting together planning evil in secret. That he says it is a conspiracy that relies on covert, that subtle means for expanding its sphere of influence, on infiltration instead of invasion. Now, Saul Alinsky, some of you know, he was mentors of Clinton and Obama. He quotes, true revolutionaries do not flaunt their radicalism. They cut their hair, put on suits, and infiltrate the system from within. Yeah. Wake up. We have been infiltrated from within. Okay, so infiltration instead of free choice. Now, we think we have a choice. We get choices, and we usually take the lesser of evil. Did you make those choices? How do these certain people get up there all of a sudden what we elect? Where'd they come from? Who put them there? Who's funding them? These are the questions you need to ask. Guerrillas by night instead of armies by day. Things are going to be done at night. It is a system that has conscripted vast human and material resources into the building of a tightly knit, highly efficient machine that combines what? Now, what's all involved in this new world order? Military, diplomatic, that's international relationships, intelligence, that's collecting of information, economic, scientific and political operations. This is what he's warning us about. We're being infiltrated from many sides. And its preparations are concealed, not published. Its mistakes are buried, not headlined. Its dissenters, or those people that rebel, are silenced, not praised. No expenditure is questioned. They can spend all they want. Have you ever noticed that? How come they can spend so much? And everything you spend, you have to pay taxes on. Its dissenters are silenced, not praised. No expenditure is questioned. No rumor is printed. And no secret is revealed. Here we go back to the path of power. Do you want to be famous? Back to where we started. Jesus was tempted. What did he do? Say, oh, I'm going to worship the Lord thy God. Am I going to serve? You can't be bought out in this day. If you're going to be a preacher, you better be a real one. Because there's a lot of them that have already sold out. And the Masons and all these different societies have crept in, cut their hair, put on suits, and infiltrated from within, just like they were taught to do. So we better know what they are. God tells us the deception in the end times is going to be a spiritual deception. And remember, Satan wanted to be worshipped. I will be like the Most High God. I think this artificial intelligence, all that is still Satan trying to be God, trying to be everywhere at once, trying to be like God. He said, no secret is revealed. I guess we'll stop there. So do we see this is happening? The agenda is being forced upon us? In our schools, there's going to be a lot of changes to our schools. They've already been pretty bad, but they're going to get worse. You know, if you're a parent, you have kids, you're going to have to really take a stand in this end times for what's going on in your schools, what they're being taught. Harry Potter books were being pushed many years ago. The witchcraft thing, I don't know if we'll get into that. This is October. Christians are clueless of what's really even going on. They have no clue. And the Bible says that the evil, the men are going to wax worse and worse. It's going to be more subtle. But now, have you noticed on television, it's right in your face. It's like, well, we're so far advanced now, we can bring it out. So what do we do as Christians? Be awake. Waken others. Help us wake up other people. We've got to get these Christians to start not just going to these churches and being deceived and seduced, and they're being seduced against us. Because when we take a stand, you're the hater. You're not tolerant. You're into disunity. All by design, they've been conditioned and brainwashed to believe this. So I'm just calling people to rise up and think. God gave you a brain. Use it. He's given us computers and internet. We can still study stuff out. Don't just take things that they tell you in church or on the news or in movies. Know that your mind is a precious thing that God gave us, and we got to protect it from evil. Amen. And if you're a Christian, thank God you know the truth. And if he's brought you out of this stuff, you can almost sit down with your popcorn and watch and just see the dots connect. Because once you know the New World Order and once you know the Bible, you'll know that this has to play out. It has to happen. But God's warned you. He's told us what to look for. He said there's going to be wolves. There's evil people. But guess what? You're enlightened. I hate that word now. But you're awakened to see what's really happening. And you don't have to be afraid, but you do need to wake people up. Amen. Father, we thank you for your word that we can help wake people up in this hour. Let them know. Question everything. Start researching. Start asking questions. Why are things the way they are? Why are our laws being changed? Why are Christians being mixed with all these other religions? And why are people confessing their climate sins instead of confessing their sins to you? Everything's going back to the earth and to everything that God made. The enemy wants to destroy it and to pervert it and twist it. But those that know the truth shall be free. Amen. It is freedom when you start seeing what the New World Order is and what true Christianity really is, and it can't be destroyed. The gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. Amen. Amen. The true church. Amen. Amen.
We just want to share a quick message with our YouTube audience. If you have found our messages helpful, we would ask you to please click like and share these messages on your social media to help get the truth out. We also just want to introduce that we're a small fellowship of believers here that want to bring people back to the truth of God's word and follow the real Jesus. We do life together, and we see you as our extended church family, and we would love to be able to do life with you too. We would invite you to connect with us on our private Facebook group. You can find a link for that below in the description, or you can search for us on Facebook by looking for LIHPC Online Church Fellowship. Please find us there and send us a message that you'd like to become a member, and we look forward to connecting with you. Many of you have taken time to write letters or send emails. We find that a great encouragement and a blessing, and we thank you. We really look forward to getting to know you better online as well. Lastly, if you see us as part of your church family and you would like to support our ministry, we have a link below in the description that you can click to donate to our ministry. You'll also find a link for that on our private Facebook group. Or you can go to our church website, which is livinginhispresence.org, and click Give up at the top. We appreciate your support and donations, and we just thank you very much for being here and being a part of our church family.
You are the fire that burns within my heart.